The following program is a part two to Ruiner Live Episode 5, which aired on September 4th, 2022. It contains scenes of graphic violence described in full detail, along with sounds and foul language that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Man, I can't believe he was one of them.
What do we do now?
I don't know. The cleaners haven't picked him up yet, though.
Let's set him up and make it look like he's playing video games.
Yeah, that'll be hilarious.
Gotta hurry. My mom will be home soon.
My baby. My baby.
Mama, we'll get through this, okay?
My baby.
You kidding me?
Man, he was our connection. Fuck.
Today. Come on. There. Now the keypad. Hello. I know. I'm late. I know. Okay, where's a clean plate? Calm down, you're not out of dry food. You act like you've been starving. This broken-ass cat, I swear. Okay, you two are twice her size. Don't let her bully you. Come on, quit it. All right, relax, you wee weapon. Shit. All right, where is the fucking thing? Here? No. Here? No. Oh my god, can one fucking thing go right today? Ah, there you are. Long time no see, old friend. There's still a tape in it. Wonder what it is. Oh, I should put some hot water on so I don't damage my throat anymore.
Cat sat on the mat. Sat on the mat.
Oh, good lord.
My Pepsi's
this must have been one of the
flat.
Reject submissions.
Getting flat.
No big mood.
I'm a fucking chode. A fucking chode.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what this is. Yeah, no, definitely recording over that. Thanks for the free tape, Chris. Who makes a tape label for professional submission and writes their name in crayon? His name isn't really important. And hopefully it will never be important. September 4th, 2057. I never thought I'd find myself digging out this tape recorder again. Or smoking cigarettes. God, how many years has it been? Well, since the last war, I guess. Anyway, the reason I'm documenting this is because today I witnessed something pretty awful.
Come on, Ritter, come on! Hurry! We're gonna miss it!
I'm going as fast as I can. I wore the wrong shoes for this.
Why did they have to do construction on the skywalk this weekend?
I don't know.
There's the door! Come on!
We were doing a moon-themed broadcast. Originally, it was planned to air before the launch of the Diana 1 mission, but before we went on air, the flight was postponed yet again due to a fuel leak. We did the program anyway, and everything was going okay until our program was interrupted by an urgent e-memo. It stated that Psycho Communications, aka the corporate overlords of every station in this building, NeoKC, the NDUA, the USSA, and let's face it, the entire world, was going to do a live broadcast as the Serenity 7 was suddenly spotted by NASA 2 satellites.
We made it! Why are there so many people here on a Saturday?
There's only that one TV in that tiny little break room.
Doesn't matter, come on!
All of the Saturday staff across the 15 stations owned by Psycho Communications were packed into that room with the intent of witnessing history in the making.
Ha! Why is everybody here so tall?
I don't know. Photosynthesis or some shit.
Runer! Excuse us!
Yeah, come on, guys.
Please
the elevator
move.
Broke.
You're tall.
We have to sprint down here.
You can see just
come
fine.
Come on! Down, just a little bit, please!
Screw this. Out of my way!
Excuse us. Oh, sorry. I didn't
okay,
mean to bump you.
I don't know which one of you didn't bathe, but we have a hygiene coat. Please,
sorry. She just hasn't eaten yet.
Don't make excuses for her, Yumiko. We know how she is.
Fuck you, Antonio.
Well, someone's having a big man.
We're so lucky we're on the clock, or I would drag you.
What are you going to do to me, Rue, huh? Huh, your little flesh and bone versus steel? Yeah, let's see how that goes.
Yeah, your mouth is steel, but the rest of you is upcycled tin.
Come on, please don't fight. Not here.
Hey, Runa, you could learn a thing or two from Yumiko. Like maybe some manners?
Oh, hey, there's Dennis! Dennis!
I will end you, Antonio. You hear me?
Come on, you can settle this later.
I can't wait until that guy shorts out.
Excuse us. Oh, come on. Hey, look, it's Karin, too. Karin! Dennis! Hey, guys.
Hey, Rue.
Eh?
I think I saw that guy you were talking about the other day.
Wait, really? You finally saw him?
Wait, he's real? I thought she was just losing it. I couldn't see who she was talking about.
Yeah, about your height, black joggers, hoodie, like straight out of 2022.
I really don't like the way you describe that, but what did you end up doing?
I tried to talk to him, but I took two steps towards him, and he...
Woo-hoo! Everybody get in here! It's starting!
Here we go.
I'm so excited!
And aren't you?
Shut up and let people enjoy things!
This is Conroy Smith with S10 TV Tampa Heavy Industries, filming from Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Woo! Yeah, Conroy!
Found the Floridian.
Shh!
As everyone knows, 6 months ago, NASA 2 intercepted an SOS signal from Serenity 7, the manned mission whose entire ship and crew went missing in the blink of an eye in late 2046.
This. Are you fucking kidding
me?
Just watch
NASA 2
it!
Is ready
the
to
website.
Broadcast the images
oh my God,
that the Venus satellite
that
has produced.
Here.
Nobody, not even the scientists in the facility behind me, have seen the images yet. T-minus 20 seconds until history is made, folks. All together now, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
What's that pin on his lapel?
4, 3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Time to see what that SOS signal was all about.
Boy, it's too small to see.
What is that?
I don't know. Hopefully the next image will be more clear.
It zoomed in a little bit, but I still can't tell.
It might need to try a couple more times before it can get a good focus in.
How long do you think it'll take?
Be patient. You'll get your footage soon enough.
I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about...
Huh?
It...
Oh, no.
It looks like...
This doesn't look good.
It can't be.
It's a Serenity 7! It's been completely destroyed!
Is that seriously the Serenity 7?
Yumiko, don't stop recording. What we saw were the remains of what looked more like the framework of a giant metal blimp than a rocket. It was solid black, but had what appeared to be some kind of fluid sticking to it. It looked like how puddles of oil look, but instead of a rainbow, it was a mess of reds and oranges. I can't explain how it clung to the ship since I'm not an astrophysicist, but it was there, and it was completely alien to us. Every time the camera zoomed in, my heart sank deeper. What I'm assuming were steel plates that were on the outside of the ship. They looked like they had been turned into fabric with how damaged they were. A substance I can only describe as looking like black mold had been growing all over the frame and various other pieces of metal that were still attached. Then came the real horror.
Is that what I think it is?
Yeah. It's a body. Human corpses adorned the black structure. Not just skeletons. Some fully formed, some already in a state of decay that was preserved by the space around them. Most of the bodies were missing eyes if they weren't in any type of spacesuit, and the ones in the spacesuits that had tried to escape still had them, but they were floating outside of the skull, pressed up against the glass by a mass of gore and flesh. What I'm assuming were escape pods drifted around the hull, all tangled together by a mess of large red hoses, which were presumably anchors to the ship. And it only got worse from there.
Yumiko, don't look. For fuck's sake, why aren't they cutting the feed?
The images that didn't have bodies, the ones that were just of the structures, reminded me of some of the things that my grandfather described seeing at Nagasaki after the bomb went off.
There's a switch in the back. There's a chair over there.
I remember him telling me about how the railroad tracks were ripped from the earth by the power of the blast, creating double helix-like structures that stood completely vertical, hundreds of feet above him. The state of the Serenity 7 on the TV looked very similar, not with double helixes, but the metal being ripped as though it were cheap rubber. There was another blip, as though another terrible image was going to show. But instead, it was just the same one from the beginning that was kind of blurry. Unfortunately, that was the last ounce of calm we were going to have that night. The body of a mother. The heat from what I'm assuming was some kind of blast melted the baby to her arms and chest. This is only gonna get worse. Dennis, what's taking so long?
I can't. The button's completely missing.
It's not a button, it's a switch. You mean to tell me it's gone?
Someone give me a pen or something.
It was like the person controlling the telescope's camera was dedicated to making sure every image was worse than the last. And they were picking up the pace. It started to resemble a heart monitor, and they kept getting worse. The world was then forced to watch 2 minutes of non-stop gore. 2 straight minutes of some of the worst things imaginable. The images flashed faster and faster. We had no choice. These images just flashed before our eyes of families huddled together, crying as the end came upon them. Their bodies were tangled in a mess of wire and...
Where's the power cable? I'll just pull it out. Why is it in the ceiling?
There were images of common house pets the astronauts brought with them, their throats slit by their owners trying to spare them the agony of dying whatever horrible death was upon them. Most were huddled in their arms, with some looking up at their owners as though to say, "Why? What did I do?" Every surviving cryosleep pod was drained of that life-sustaining fluid that Seiko Corps, our bosses, had pioneered back in 1990X, except for one, and in that pod that somehow hadn't cracked was nothing but the internal organs and a spinal cord floating in a cloudy soup. The pod's nameplate only had one legible word on it. Captain. And next to the tomb that contained the remains of that coward was a young woman. Maybe 22 or 23, impaled in 7 different directions, her uniform torn to pieces. The camera zoomed in and revealed the patch on her uniform. The Seiko Corps logo. The ribbon under it reading its classic mantra. Security, health, and tranquility.
Well, folks, you saw it here. This is what happened to Serenity 7. We challenged God and God punished us.
What did he just say?
God has made himself known, and to Eden, the loyal shall return.
Right as Conroy Smith's voice came back, the final image appeared on the screen. A zoomed out shot of the hellscape that was the Serenity 7, with what appeared to be the Helix Nebula, also known as the Eye of God, in the background. It stayed on the screen for an uncomfortably long time.
We were warned through his word, and the stories of Babylon, what happens when we try to play God.
He's got some real nerve.
We have angered the Almighty and are not worthy of his love and grace.
That's what the pin is. He's part of that cult. The textual at the bottom of the screen was littered with misspellings from a manic typist who was banging out line after line of garbled religious text.
Oh, God! Don't tell me he's gonna...
Son of a bitch, I knew they were crazy, but...
God has made himself known, and to Eden, the loyal shall return. Oh, what a glorious day. The sun is shining and he's embracing us with his presence and divine message. To all my fellow believers, the day we have prepared for is upon us. This is Conroy Smith signing out. Let us be with God.
You want to be part of this too? All right, come here. The other story my grandfather told me that I remember is when they got to Nagasaki. He said it was so quiet. He could hear his own heartbeat, but he couldn't hear any birds in the sky. He thought he had lost his mind until one of his fellow soldiers came over and said his name. And after he saw the horrors that awaited him, he had a really hard time with silence. The silence in that room was almost unholy. When the screen went black, we assumed that Dennis had been successful with turning off the TV. And then the power went out.
What the fuck was that?
Well, I guess Antonio found the switch to everything.
Okay.
It's all right, everyone. We should all go home now. Be with our families.
Yeah. We all need to take some time to process that. What's that? Someone running. Yumiko?
Well, you heard the man, folks. The end is finally here!
To be continued. See you in 2 weeks.